Please rise. When they got out of the boat, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dare ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. He is risen." Please be seated. Dearest redeemed of Christ Jesus, I won't ask for a show of hands, but I know that most of you have heard this little saying. Some say that it's from the Bible. God helps those who help themselves. Now, there's also the possibility that you may have read it, you know, on a tiny little slip of paper, as you're there in the Chinese restaurant and you crack open your fortune cookie. Do you know exactly, though, where this little maxim comes from? Since it mentions God in the beginning, maybe it's found in the book of Genesis. Or, since it's a wise saying, maybe it's found in the book of Proverbs, which our adult Bible class began studying today. And we invite all of you to come and to hear and to learn. Oh, please understand, though, there is a reason why your pastor mentioned a fortune cookie. You can look and you can look and you can read all through this book, and you'll never find this wise little saying. It may sound godly, but it's not in Holy Scripture. My dear one, it is just not there, because God never ever said it. Man, sinful man, however, is the author, and therefore it should be of no surprise to any of us that this golden little nugget of wisdom is totally opposite of what God actually says in His holy word. Now, you have heard the Holy Gospel read this morning, and it seems like maybe your pastor is wrong. Okay, so the saying, "God helps those who help themselves," isn't found in Holy Scripture, but the spirit of the saying is there. The miraculous catch of fish that Jesus provided and that the disciples caught were by way of their wisdom and by way of their skill. God provided, but they had to help God. That certainly sounds like God needs a little help, or God is helping those who help themselves. My dear sister and my dear brother, you are making an assumption, though, since that's how we human beings approach many things that we cannot or do not quite understand. So we think we have to help God, to assist God, to have a part in His work and His salvation for our benefit. God, you do your part, and don't worry, I'll do mine, and then everything will be hunky-dory. Your pastor, therefore, must remind you that when it comes to your dealing with God, your ways are not His ways, because His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. God wants to serve you, that may astound you. But God wants to serve you, and for you to simply extend your hand in faith and to receive the gift that He is giving, and then to be grateful by saying, "Thank you, O Lord." That's why this worship service has always been known as divine service. It's always been the divine serving you with His word and with His body and blood. Yet, sadly, sinful human man, the sinful human being in us, is just too hard-hearted, too hard-headed, and too self-righteous to simply reach out our hands in faith and say, "Thank you, O Lord." Since the fall of Adam and Eve, you and I have this detestable, sinful inclination to do something so that we can earn something, something from God. I'm going to be good to my wife. I'm going to be good to my husband or my children or to my neighbor or to my students or to my teacher. No more lying. No more gossiping. No more getting drunk. No more of this or no more of that as you try to justify yourself before a holy and just God. And since I'm going to do this, O Lord, God, You in turn, I know You will. I know You'll bless me. God will help me because I'm taking the first step in helping myself. Well, that's why God sends to you a pastor who will rattle your cage. And in rattling your cage, you must hear this: God does not and will not help those who attempt to help themselves. No. No, rather, He helps you. He graciously provides for you because you cannot in any way, shape or form, help or even save yourself. We remember from this book, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of Christ. It is the Lord who first calls out to you, just as He did this morning. He calls out to you who were once dead in your trespasses and sins. Dead, yes, dead, dead, dead. Sadly, your pastor has seen many dead people. And as of yet, I have never seen one yet help him or herself. I've seen life return to a dead soldier, albeit about 30 seconds, via CPR. But that dead trooper did nothing, nada, nil, in life returning to him. Yet being dead in your trespasses and sin, me being dead in my trespasses and sin, is the state of being spiritually dead. But Pastor, wait a minute. Look at the text. Jesus provided by helping His disciples catch their breakfast. Nope. Again, that's an assumption. But that's not quite exactly what happened. Now, I know you're saying, "But Pastor, you weren't there. How do you know that?" Well, the Holy Spirit was there, and He tells us. He tells us by the Word this morning what actually happened. The original Greek words make it very clear for us. When the disciples came ashore, they found a charcoal fire with fish laid out on it and bread. Here's the problem in the English. What the disciples found was one fish and one piece of bread. If there were two or more, it would have been a different Greek word. It would have been in the plural. And if it would have been bread, it would have been the Greek word artoi, which is the plural for loaves of bread. But it wasn't artoi. It was arton, one small piece of bread. But wait, that one piece of fish and that one bread, that's for Jesus. That's why Jesus told his disciples to bring their fish, plural, ashore. Nope. Once again, the English translation simply can't quite grasp the full meaning of a very, very difficult Greek phrase. When Jesus says, bring forth from some of the fish you just caught, he is not saying, I've got mine, now you get your breakfast. Rather, he is saying to them, take care of your fish. Take care of your catch. The gift that I've just provided for you, sort your fish, keep the big ones, but the small fry, throw them back in the water before they die. Do your job. Complete your vocation. And when you're finished, then I will give you something to eat. Once again, the original Greek word makes a big, big, big difference. And that Greek word is pharo. It means to bear, or to carry, or to tend to, or to take care of. My dearest one, it's a stewardship word. That there's much more that simply meets the eyes. At this beach breakfast, Jesus is teaching his disciples, who will soon be ordained into the office of the holy ministry. These seven men will soon be his under-shepherds, and they will take the word out to the flock. But they must do all that he commands. They must hear his word, do their work, and then feed, be nourished, and nourish those of whom Jesus sends them to. Always remembering, God will always provide for you. Just as he is doing to each and every one of you this morning, in his preached word, in his body, and in his blood. Just as he fed the 5,000, here on this isolated beach, Jesus feeds seven men. Jesus is doing all the work. It is divine work. It is divine service. So here we are 2,000 years later. And Jesus is still calling out to his disciples and telling them, come, have something to eat. Come, I'm providing for you. Come and be nourished by my divine service. Yes, this morning you get a first-hand glimpse of today in Holy Communion of your Lord coming to you and feeding you once again. Feeding you with a singular gift of body and blood. It is a gift that he brings to you. You bring nothing to his table. He provides all that you need, as we hear from the Small Catechism, for this body and this life. He provides all. All that you do, my dear one, is that you come to this altar, you reach out your hand in faith, and you receive. And then your response, thank you, O Lord. So in closing, this is his supper, my dear brother and sister. Therefore, simply come in faith. Come in faith, reaching out your hand and receiving into your mouth his body and his blood for the strengthening of your faith unto life and salvation, and more importantly, for the remission, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Thanks be to Jesus, for he is your Lord who provides for you. And in his name, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.